Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
Subbress. The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
All right, so let's bring this brother up on this show. It is around that time. All right, listen, he's undoubtedly one of the UK's finest vocalists. You know, he's so underrated. He just smashes it each time with every track that he lends his vocals to. You know what? He's been in the game now for over a decade. And, you know, I've been supporting him from day dot. I mean, I remember when he dropped his first debut track and he came here into the studio. You know, just instantly fell in love with his vocals. And, you know, he's an amazing guy as well. He's dropped a new one. It came out last month. It's called Sari Sari Raat. And it's only right that we had him up on the show. Give it up and show some love for Jai Cheed. Jai, my man.
Good evening. Good evening, Akshay. How are you doing? You all right?
It's all good, man. It's so... You know, I'm smiling here in the studio, right? You know, because it's so good to have you back up on the show, man. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Sorry, I couldn't be there in person. You know, I enjoy seeing your face. And to be honest, I think you'd be scared when you see my face. Because I shaved my beard on the 1st of January.
No! So
I'm like in incognito mode. Like, people don't recognize me now when I walk around. So I've enjoyed that for a little while, but... I would have been sitting there with you, and you think, who's this bike in here? Like, you know, who's this? But no, I'm good, thank you, I'm good, yeah.
But
how are you doing? You're
right, I'm all right. I'm good. You know, it was a great New Year. It was a great Christmas. You know, as you do. You know, I'm a little bit cold here in the studio, but you know what? It's you know, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad to be back here in the studio. You know, a new year, new show, and everything, and of course, as I said, I'm glad to be speaking to you, man. You know, as I said in the introduction, you know, I mean, when Same Cliché came out, you know, all those years ago, I remember doing one of your first interviews. You were here in the studio, yeah. And you know, I mean, you know, we had great fun then, and you know, and of course, you know, I've been supporting you, you know, since then, and you know. You have just dropped quality after quality, and you know, you are such a versatile artist. I've got to ask you, Chai, I mean, you know, you've been in the game now for, you know, a little over a decade now. You know, how do you feel, you know, how do you feel musically right now in your journey?
Well, first of all, as I say, can you just carry on doing all these chefs and lovely things you're saying to me, because it's nice to hear. I think next time I'm feeling low, I'll call you and say, just say that again, what was it? So going back to your question, how do I feel musically now? Okay, so I think pandemic was a bit of a time to reflect. Pre-pandemic, I was doing a lot of gigs. I was quite busy doing stuff, and pandemic came. We all had a bit of a reality check. Took some time out to kind of think, what do I want to do? What do I want to do next? And I think now, post-pandemic, I'm more about I'm not about gigs now. You know, I want to kind of relax and release songs, enjoy, you know, be selective with my projects, and just really kind of, not that I didn't enjoy songs before, but sometimes it's like meals, you know, sometimes you got to eat a meal, you know, sometimes you really look forward to eating a meal, you know. So, you know, these are all aloo wale paranthe now, you know, I'm going to enjoy them, and I'm going to, you know, so, and you know, it won't be as frequent, but it'll be something that I really enjoy and kind of fully invested into, yeah.
Okay. You know, and, you know, just touching on that, Chai, how do you pick your projects? What excites you? You know, is it the, you know, when a producer comes to you, you know, when a project comes your way, is it the the lyrics? Is it the beat? What instantly attracts you to a project and you think, yeah, do you know what? I can really get my teeth into this.
I think it's they're all individual kind of reasons why you get it. The song you play now, Tum Jaa Ho, Intezaar. Intezaar, when I heard the production, and there was like a demo, it was Bups produced it, so when Bups done a bit of a demo vocal on it, it was the melody that I fell in love with, and then, you know, you want to be part. That, I didn't go in to sing that song, okay? I went in to sing Vang Shanti on the album.
Yeah.
And then when I heard this, I went, I need to be on this song, like, you know, I fell in love with it. It's when you fall in love with it. That's what I would say. There's different things you fall in love with. Sari Sari Raat, it was, I think, it's a to tell you, it's a Bin Zerikia old song that we remade with different lyrics. But so knew the song then, wasn't really excited about the song, to be honest. But when we sat with Simon and we went through it, and he started producing, he's like, yes, you know, because you have a lot of songs on the go, and then it's when you kind of click and go, that's it now, you're ready, we're ready to do it now. So so it's I don't know, it's many stories, but then you just pick one and you kind of fall in love with it. That's what I'll say.
Of course, you know, tracks like Intezar, and let's focus on the new one, right? Sari Sari Raat, which is the track of the moment, you know, and it's a really, you know, I don't know how do you describe this track? You know, it's a, I don't know, would do you call it a ballad? Do you call it, it's an emotional one. You know what I mean? It's a guy singing his heart out, you know, singing his feelings. As a singer, Jai, how do you get yourself ready in that kind of psychological mindset, right, to go into the booth and sing a song like this?
I think I enjoy singing sad songs. Maybe it's all the Hindi films I watched as a child, you connect with the emotion, and I enjoy it because it's stronger than songs, you enjoy them in a different way. You're happy, you're smiling in the booth. But when you're singing a sad song, you really, the mood changes and you have to, it's like playing, it is you're an actor, you're acting out that emotion, and I really like kind of doing it. I'm not like that in my daytime, so when you get to do it in the booth, you really kind of go behind that character and enjoy getting them emotions in.
Absolutely. And Sari Sari Raat, in your own words, Jai, break this track down. You know, is gaane ka matlab kya hai? What is it all about?
It's a kind of classic, sad love song. Roma Sari Sari Raat, I cry every night, or I cry all night. I can't forget your love, and I'm crying. So, obviously he's made some... we never disclosed who made the mistake and why they broke up, but he's missing her at the end. I don't want to kind of over-explain that. I'm crying all night without you.
I think what it was, right, because we can talk about the video in a minute. I think in the video you said to her, listen, love, I'm going to shave my beard. And she went, no, I'm leaving. If you're going to shave your beard, that's it. It's over. I think that's my interpretation of it anyway. But the video, the video looks amazing. Where was that? I want to go there, man. I want to go there with you, Jai. Where is that? It's lovely.
Look, I'm ready this weekend. Let's go. It was in Italy, Amalfi Coast, so southern Italy. Really beautiful place. It's one of those kind of locations you see on them holiday home programs, but we're really good to enjoy it. Yeah.
I mean, do you enjoy the video process? Do you enjoy being in front of the camera? I mean, I know as an artist, it's a done thing. You've got to do it. Well, you don't have to, but you do have to do it in some ways. Do you enjoy the process?
Yeah, I think that the shyness has definitely gone. Yeah. Initially, you used to do video, you shy in front of 2-3 people.
Yeah.
Now when you perform out on location, I don't know if you remember like old films, when they used to, like Bollywood films, they used to go to Switzerland and things like that. And
yeah.
Loads of people watching them.
Yeah.
And you think, how do they do this? Like, how are you performing when there's like hundreds of people watching you?
Yeah.
Like, even now when we're in Italy, when we're doing the syncs, like people walk past or they're filming and all that shyness kind of goes away. It's like, this is my job, I've got to do it. So you enjoy playing that bit, and it is hard work. You finish the shot, you look at it and you go again, and it isn't all because it's sunny, it's nice. It's hard work regardless of where you are. But
absolutely, yeah, man. Yeah. You smashed it in the video. I can see your undercar Shah Rukh Khan coming out, Love it. If everybody, if you ain't seen the video yet, go check the video out for Sari Sari Raat. Jai absolutely smashes it. Now, this track is out now. It came out, obviously, last month. Are we... are we already working on the next one, Jack? What's in the bag, man, for 2023?
Yeah, so I've got two more videos that will be recorded and edited, so they're ready. Got another song that we're finished, and we're just going to plan the video for. So there is more music coming. I can't say which ones are coming when, but they are coming. So I don't want to kind of mislabel them when what order they're coming in. But there's a few songs already coming out, so keep listening. That's what I would say.
Well, we're going to watch this space, and I've got a question for you. All right. You know, are Article de Monde ever going to do a reunion?
Oh, yeah. To be honest, one of my friends, a drummer, he messaged me and he said, "Have you still got one of those songs like that we did in the day?" And I said, "Yeah, I've still got it," and I sent him. So we are listening to it. It is back in the WhatsApp group, so you never know.
For the listeners who don't know, Jatty back in the day was in a band called Article de Monde. How far long back are we talking, Jay?
We're talking at least 22 years. something like that. Yeah, it was a school band. And, we were... I just called them, what did you?
Well, you know what? We're going to watch this space, Jay. We love everything that you do, man. And, you know, not just because you're a friend. You know, I'm generally genuinely a fan of your voice, brother. You know, I've lost count the amount of times I've sang Intezar Nahi in the shower. And I'm going to kind of leave you with that kind of mental picture in your mind, you know, as we wrap this interview up. But
I'm glad I went there now, because it's
probably starting to Jay, listen, always a pleasure having you up on the show, my brother. And
thank you very much. Yeah,
not a problem. And you know, just for all the fans and everybody locked in right now, you know, just as you leave, man, what do you want to say?
I just want to say thank you for everybody giving that chance, listening to me for all these years. I feel like it's like a bit of a retirement speech, but you know, keep listening. I'm still making music. It'll come out soon. Thank you very much. Thank you, Akshay. Thank you, Sabras. And thank you for everybody supporting me.
No worries. And it's only right, Jatty, before you go, man, you introduce the new one.
Hi, guys. This is Jatty Cheed, and this is Sadi Sadi Dart.
Let's get into it.
Akshay with Desi Mashup.